Everybody, my name is Dennis Alcoholic. Excuse me, I'm a member of the West Barnstable Men's Big Book Step Study Group. We meet tomorrow night at 7:30. If anybody's interested in going or any questions about the meeting, come see me afterwards. It's been my home group for a long time. Before that, I was a member of the Hyenas Men's Big Book Group, and that's where I was introduced to Step 10. I did my... I'm not going to go through all the steps and give you a step-a-log. I'm going to tell you, I like to, when I share my experience, I like to share on the step and stay on the step, and then that's it. So when I got to this step, I had just been introduced to doing my ninth step. I started making amends. My sponsor did not have me read this before, during, or after my fourth step. He had me, and that doesn't mean it's right or wrong. It just, this is what my sponsor told me to do, and I did it. I still was hanging on this guy's every word. I had built this great relationship with him, and he obviously had heard my fifth step, and he just basically said, start to read what we read tonight, and then also what, you know, will be read next week, which is, I call it 84 to 88. It's 10 and 11. That's, so I... Number of years ago, when I was just a little kid, like 20 years old, or whatever, probably 21 when I actually started making amends, I just read this stuff. Did I understand everything? No, I did not. But I asked a lot of questions. And I think for me, my first 10 step was just like, whoever I was resentful at was like, call what you want, like a bitch session, you know what I mean? And my sponsor's like, time out, like... Remember all that work we did, like, you know, that writing where we looked at your part? Like, that's what we're trying to look at in this, you know what I mean? So he gently guided me back to these words right here, which is, like, for me, is the 10th step. There's lots of, call them promises, call them what you want. Like, I at that point, like it says, I'd cease fighting anything or anyone, especially alcohol. Was I still getting resentments? Yes. Was I physically obviously wasn't fighting anybody. Was I arguing with people? Definitely. But this was a tool to get myself out of that space, because for an alcoholic, you want to stay in that resentment. For a guy like me, I'll start thinking about a way out. And a way out for this guy comes like this. This is what I like to do, you know, and that's how I got my relief before. So what they're suggesting we do is do what this talks about, which is on... I hate when people quote pages, but it's on page 84. And it talks about, you know, this is not an overnight matter. So basically it just means if anybody's here and you're new at this and you don't understand it, like, it's totally fine. I can identify with that. I didn't understand a lot of this stuff. But what I try to do was, like I said, just to keep trying to do this and ask questions. So it says it should continue for a lifetime. And I've been doing it for a long time. You know, a long, long time. So the first direction it says is continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. And when it says, the next one, it says, when these crop up, and it's always pointed out, a lot of people that speak on the step, not doesn't say if, when. So guaranteed, I know this stuff is going to come into my day. How am I going to handle it? So that's, those are like the first two directions. So if I know it's coming... My best defense for step in this right here for step 10 is to be ready spiritually. Like, I can watch the stuff come by, or I can say, bring it on, like looking for a fight in traffic. You know what I mean? Like, if you're looking for a fight in traffic, I guarantee one thing, you're going to find it, 100%. I just think it's, I was in Boston today, and I was discussing that very topic with my doctor, and what are you going to do about traffic? Anybody here can control all the traffic in Boston? I mean, I know I can't. So I don't know. To me, that is just pointless to waste any energy on any of that stuff. And that's just my experience with that particular subject. And she's like tilted her head. She's like, I've never heard anybody come up with that answer before. And this lady's obviously been a doctor for me for a while. And it's just, it's like it says, if you have the proper attitude and work at it, I think that's what it's about. Having the right attitude with any of this, knowing that this stuff is going to come to you during the day for this guy, and just being prepared when it does come. That it says when we crop up, we ask God to remove them. That would be, for me, I try to get on my knees to ask anything to be removed. That's just what I do. I pray on my knees every morning. I pray on my knees every night. If I'm having a tough time during the day, I get on my knees. Doesn't say that anywhere in this book. I don't think if anybody doesn't want to do it, it's not going to affect my sobriety. But for me, it's really important that I get on my knees. And I can see Miles agrees with that, actually. I can tell. Thanks for leading the meditation, by the way, Miles. That was awesome. So after we ask God to remove them, it says the next direction is we discuss them with someone immediately, and then we make amends if we've harmed somebody. So those are the next two directions, and that's it. And then the last direction is to get out and help somebody. So if I don't close this book and can't rattle those directions off, then I'm not doing step 10. If I'm not doing a step 10 every, you know, which is, my sponsor used to do his step 10s with me. He wouldn't call his sponsor. So what I try to do when I'm having a difficult time during the day, I try to talk to the guys that I sponsor. I've had guys go, wait a minute, what's going on? I'm like, I want you to listen to this. And if you have any feedback, feel free to give it to me. And the reason why I do it with the guys that I sponsor is because, number one, I want them to trust me. I want them to know that I trust them. And honestly, no matter what I tell them, I don't care if they tell everybody in the world. It really doesn't matter. But I'm trying to teach somebody to keep a confidence. That's what I'm trying to do, because that's really, really important to me. And that's what my sponsor did with me. He shared these, you know, he showed me he was human. He showed me he got resentments. He showed me he was selfish, dishonest, sometimes full of fear. And more important than all of that, he showed me the way out. And that this is those directions right there are the way out of all of those defects. It's the simplest thing. It is so simple. Not easy all the time, but simple. So for me, when I incorporate those simple directions into my life, things become really easy. You know, I read this stuff. I try to read it daily. I read it today. I sat down. I was with another alcoholic. We read it. We talked about a couple little things. And in this reading, you know, like right after that, it says love and tolerance is our code. And that's my job. There's mentally ill people. There's very angry people out in this world. And I can either entertain trying to fix them, or think I can actually do something about them, or I can just, like my sponsor likes to tell me, is get the popcorn, sit back, and watch the show. So that's what I like to do. Maybe I do get a little vicarious pleasure out of it, but I'd much rather sit back and watch than get in there and say, you know, maybe you should do this, or maybe you should do that. You know, this, you know, that attitude you have, you can fix it with this. Like, I'm good with that. If they ask, that's one thing. Other than that, I just try to sit back and take care of what's going on, like in this seat. That's what I try to take care of. And if someone wants to hear about that, then I share it with them. And if they don't, I believe there's a big difference between carrying this message and delivering it. When I first got this message, I tried to deliver it. I used to take one of these books and try to shove it down people's throats all the time. It doesn't work. And like it says in the book, you can easily see why. It does not work. It never worked for me. And I can talk about all this stuff all I want. All I know for me is it talks about being placed in a position of neutrality, safe, and protected. I had some difficult things go on in my day today. But to be honest, like, I just, they're out of my control. I go up to Boston to deal with some different health things, and just so happens, you're not going to believe it, but like, from my hospitals here, and like, I think it was a 4-minute walk, was a member of my group is in the hospital up there, and he wants to remain anonymous, whatever his business, of course. And I got to sit down and help this guy, and it was just, and he helped me, actually. You know, we just talked about him, we talked about this. So I had an unbelievable day, and then the reminder came off of my phone at, I think, 5 o'clock, that I had to be here at 5 o'clock in Boston. I'm like, yeah, I should probably get going, you know what I mean? And so there you go. There's an opportunity. Panic. Did I run from the hospital to my car? Yes, I did. But when I got in there, I felt like, hey, it says I'm going to be there at 7, and I made it here at 6:30. So, yeah, did I speed? Yes, I did, 100%. But,
wow, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely sped, and it was a lot of traffic. But I don't think I you know, I did not drive like a madman, I will tell you that. I try to be respectful, and I wasn't, all I know is that it's not that important. I either going to make this meeting or I'm not, and that's it. I mean, and I could go on and on about this step. I have done lots of writing when it comes to this step. If this doesn't work, when I usually just ask God to remove it. If it's not removed, then I try to contact an alcoholic and go through this process with them, either over the phone or face-to-face. If that doesn't work, I write it out. When I write it out, I share it with somebody that knows me pretty well. I've used a couple different formats, but for me, writing this stuff out is not just the resentment sometimes. There's usually some fear. I write the fear, and if there's any kind of relationship involved, I try to write that too, and that's what I do. Did I always do that? No, I did not. I've heard this way, and I tried it, and it always works for me. This never fails me. I fail this process. It never fails me. And because of that, I've got this God consciousness that I've been looking for my whole life, and I found it. I'm certainly not the closest guy in the room to God, but I really make an effort to do so. And, you know, all I can say is I'm surrounded with some really good men and guys that call me on my stuff. And some women also. And when another alcoholic reaches his hand out, I try to help. It's that simple, folks. And really good to be here. Thanks for listening. Thank you.